Welcome to XP Ministries. This recording is under copyright laws and cannot be replicated. This file is licensed for one user only and cannot be duplicated without written permission. We pray that this recording will bless and empower you.
Now, if you want to, you can stand or you can kneel, you can sit, whatever you want. But we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and to lead us. He is our helper. And whatever he shows us, we're going to say, yes, Lord, we're just going to lean into whatever he shows us. And for some of you, I just let you know that sometimes, like, I just like to even allow my body to move with the Holy Spirit, if it's possible. You don't have to, but, you know, sometimes when I feel like I'm flying, I'll stretch out my wings and I'll just fly sometimes around the room. Sometimes Jesus has come and he wants to dance with me. He loves to dance. And so I just dance. Sometimes he'll give me a garment and I'll actually put the sleeve on and put in the other one and wrap it around, whatever. There's been times when I've picked flowers of grace in heaven. I just lean down and pick them up and smell them. It's all in the invisible, but I make my body submit to what I'm seeing in the spirit, and that helps sometimes. You don't have to. You can have a spiritual encounter without doing any of that, but it does help sometimes. And take note of everything. Just take note of everything he's showing you. You might want to write down. It doesn't hurt, even in the midst of a visitation, to write down things so you don't forget and then go back into the visitation. So, Holy Spirit, take us now into fields of glory, into experience with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just follow him. Take note. You've submitted your thoughts, your imagination, your bodies to him. So just let him fill in whatever comes to your mind. Believe that he's speaking it to you. You can inquire of him and follow him. following the Lord into realms of glory, you can spend hours, get lost in Him for hours. But because of the timing of the class right now, we just are going to ask that, I mean, if you're inside of a deep encounter, just stay there. But for the rest of you, just ask the Holy Spirit, what is it as I descend? What can I bring back with me? What do you want me to bring back? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for being with you. Thank you for the things He's shown you. Thank Him for the time. Even if you don't sense you receive very much, don't ever get into a panic and say, oh no, I'm not receiving. Don't ever get into that mode. Just stay in rest and thank Him for being so good. And thank Him for being there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm going to ask for maybe just a few of you to come up and share some of your experiences. I'm going to share mine as you're getting ready. But I had just the sweetest time. I ascended and I found myself in a garden. And I know that roses grow on vines, but these roses grew out of the soil of heaven. And they were a field of bright, beautiful red roses. And I picked one, and inside was a little gem. And the fragrance was so amazing. And I just felt like the Lord said He just wanted to express His love through that rose and through that little gemstone. And I felt just the beauty of His love. It was just an intimate encounter with the Lord. And then I went back into the field and I felt the Lord stand behind me and He said, I want you to pick the roses for those who have never had them. And I knew that He meant for women and men who had never known that they were created in beauty and for treasure. And I smelled them. They were so fragrant, I could actually smell the fragrance. And when I descended, I came back. I've got a rose in each hand, but I believe it's for the sex trade, actually, for those who are caught in the sex trade. And it's for people who don't know their value. And I felt the Holy Spirit say that we're going to see people that when they encounter the Lord's love like that by receiving of like a rose or something special from His heart, that they'll become a rose. They'll become an object of beauty. So it was a really awesome experience. I just treasure that. But all right, we want to do just one more activation before you leave. What I'd like you to do is get in circles of three. And Steve's going to lead in some worship. And you'll start to worship together. And then prepare together, saying we're going to focus on the Lord. Holy Spirit, come. We give ourselves to You and to You alone. And together as a group, just begin to worship Him. And then after you finish, like go up into your encounter, then come back down. And Steve will just play softly through the whole time for you. And then when it's time to finish, he'll just kind of stop playing and just go soft and then stop. And that'll give you some time to descend and then share with each other what you received.
For more information about Patricia King and XP Media, visit us online at xpmedia.com. We look forward to building relationship with you. xpmedia.com.